Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I have 23 years of working with the lymphatic system, helping people help many problems from brain issues, digestive issues, pain, Lyme disease, cancer. The lymphatic system is really key to overcoming our health problems. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book explains how being acidic is stopping our lymphatic system and allowing waste to build in our body, and that's what's creating most of our problems. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant that everyone needs to know. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help dementia and Alzheimer's by opening the lymph-brain connection to reduce inflammation. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you improve how you feel and think. And this is something that we all have to think of. If you're somebody who's over 50, you really need to start thinking of how can I clean my brain by using my lymphatic system. And we need to start doing this on a daily basis. Alzheimer's is serious. It's stealing the minds of seniors when they should be enjoying their lives and their family. And this is something that, again, we have little information on. Unfortunately, it's all too common to see it in a family. I'm sure everybody has, seen a family member or an extended family member who has not been thinking as clearly. And most often, Alzheimer's strikes people in their late 60s. But the first documented case in 1901 was a 51-year-old woman named August Dieter, who was committed to the city asylum for the insane and epileptic. She was married and had a normal life until 8 months prior to her commitment, when she started having psychological and neurological problems such as problems with memory and language, paranoia, and becoming disorientated and hallucinating. That is 51 years old, guys. They're saying it happens to people in their 60s. I've seen people coming to me in my office over the years in their 40s who say, I just don't know what it is. I just can't think of things. My brain just isn't functioning. So at any age, we get foggy thinking. We forget things. We lose things. But when we're thinking of dementia and Alzheimer's, it really is a much more serious problem. And really, what is Alzheimer's disease? Guys, it's a buildup of cellular waste in the body. And that's what my book is all about. That's what my website is all about. That's all I talk about all day long. I ask my kids, they're always telling me, Dad, please don't talk to people at the park or if we're out someplace, don't talk to people about the lymph system. And I explain to them I have to because I feel it's really hurting every one of us, everybody I meet, by not understanding this system. So Alzheimer's is really a buildup of neurofibrillary tangles, which are made up of protein called Tau and beta amyloid. It's just parts of the cells in your body and your brain that are just not being reabsorbed back into the body. They call it autophagy, how the body cleans itself. So basically, toxicity, this waste creates toxicity, and that's what's stealing our minds as we get older. So why do we have to think of the lymphatic system? Well, we know that there's a direct lymph-brain connection. We talked about it last week with children with autism and ADHD. So in 2015, we found lymphatic vessels in the brain. When the lymph system isn't working, it can't clean cellular waste that every day our cells and our brain and our organs, our body, are replicating to keep us healthy. But when those cells can't be reabsorbed, those dead cells or damaged cells, then that waste becomes inflammation. And we really have to start thinking about that. Now, last week we talked about Batten disease, where children from 4 to 6 years old are developing normally, and then when they hit 4 to 6, they start to decline. They can't think. They get motor problems, behavior problems, and really they have a short life. And they know that this is really due to cellular waste building in the body. So I'm trying to show you that it's really everything we have to think of. Even diabetes, type 2 diabetes, has been linked to cellular waste building in the pancreas, damaging the cells that make insulin, islet cells. So we have to start thinking of every health problem is really about cellular waste. And when it comes to the brain, it is so important to understand the lymphatic system's roles in this. And there are early signs of Alzheimer's that you should be looking at. You lose things. I know everybody, we lose things. I walk around with my keys in my hand sometimes and wondering, where are my keys? They're in my hands, or my glasses are on my head. We all do things like this. But what starts to become more often is when you can't find words or conversations are difficult. You have changes in vision. Times and places are a challenge. Daily tasks are a problem. Memory loss, poor judgment, social withdrawal, mood changes. This all has a lot to do with how toxic you are or whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally or sluggish. Before I tell you what you can do to help how you feel and think, let me tell you how I can help you in my office with sessions of Lymphpractic. This is work I developed, lymphatic drainage work, that really I specialize in lymphatic system detoxification. When I learned that we were acidic in our body, I said, I'm going to use the lymphatic system to learn how to remove cellular waste from the body. And that's what I've been doing for 23 years. And it makes amazing differences in how you feel, whether you're quiet, whether you're not thinking, whether you have digestive issues, skin problems. It doesn't matter. Once we remove cellular waste, you do much better. So I do Lymphpractic in Scottsdale, Arizona. But you know what? I help people around the world, Germany, Britain. Does not matter. As long as you have Skype, I can help you, and within the first few minutes of talking with me about your problem, a light bulb will go off in your head, and you will see that, wow, I finally have some hope. And that's one thing I give to people, is I give them hope. So basically, we need to learn how to reduce toxicity, and it's something that we need to think of every day, because it's not enough to do it once or twice a year. So there are simple things that you have control of that you have to do. Not your doctor, not anyone else. And it really is about, number one, is start thinking about lymphatic system detoxification every day. What can you do? Drink more water, eat more fruits and vegetables. So diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity. An alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables, really make a difference. When I eat vegetables for 3 or 4 days in a row, I feel totally different in my body. And as soon as I reach for a piece of bread or a piece of meat, I start feeling tightness happening in my body. And it really is having to do with acid or alkaline. So we all know that inflammation is the root cause of disease, right? Every disease, that's what they're saying. And inflammation really has to do with cellular waste. A recent study showed that we produce inflammation every time we eat. So if we're eating big meals, then we're creating inflammation, and our body's not able to deal with that. So one of the big things you can do for Alzheimer's is to eat less. Pick 4 days a week, and this is a study, actually. They took people who were having problems. They had them eat 4 days twice a month, eat very little, and they started to see these people come back. So my idea is not to eat just a little bit of bread or burgers or pasta, is eat a little bit of fruits, vegetables. Eat things that are alkaline during this time, and those will help to open up your body. So we also want to take products that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium is a simple one. We all know we're deficient in that. Baking soda. I like baking soda and products with other minerals because it works better. A product I like is Buffer pH. And then find a green drink, something you can take, because we're supposed to have 9 to 12 fruits and vegetables a day, and that's pretty hard to get in. But if you can get a powerful green drink that has a lot of vegetables and fruits and probiotics in it, that will really go a long way to help you balance your pH. Now that we've already changed our diet and we're putting more alkaline in, now we need to move that more alkaline fluids through our body, and that's where exercise comes in. If you're not doing exercise daily is what we have to aim for, 15 to 20 minutes. Recent studies just showed that 20 minutes of exercise is anti-inflammatory. So here's another way. Just exercise every day a little bit. We don't have to go crazy. Really, it improves circulation through our brain, through our organs, and that's a way of cleaning inflammation and dead cells out. Now, I'm a big believer in Epsom salt baths, but a recent study in Finland showed that men who have 4 to 7 saunas a week had a 66% less chance of getting dementia. So heating up the body improves circulation, and it helps remove inflammation. And I believe Epsom salt baths do the same thing by heating up the body. It's also making your body more alkaline to improve flow. So definitely look into taking a sauna or Epsom salt baths. We need to have good posture because we need to flow. Our body's like a plumbing system. When we slouch, when we're over a computer or going over your checkbook, sit up straight. When we slouch, we feel that our body tightens. Deep breathing. Every time you take a deep breath, especially through your nose, you're pulling waste out of your body, out of your brain. If we shallow breathe all the time, we're not pulling that waste through our body. So breathing, to me, is one of the biggest things in posture that we have control over. And then, of course, hydration. If we're dehydrated, our body is, you know, our cerebrospinal fluid is over 95% water. Our lymph system, the fluid, is over 90% water. So when we get a little dehydrated, our body suffers. So one of the most important things is lymphatic drainage sessions. When we take supplements and IVs and hopes to open the body and detox it, we're missing out how draining the lymphatic system, manually draining the lymphatic system, is one of the most powerful ways to remove waste. People feel it. They feel circulation in their body from the first session. It's amazing. When you're acidic in your body, it doesn't clean as well. That's the simplicity of it. When we're slightly alkaline or imbalanced, our body gives up waste. So when we're acidic, we're filling with heavy metals, and we need to be more alkaline to give up that waste. So in my office, I put people through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage, one session the first week, 2 to 3 the following weeks, and they feel a big difference. It's like creating a tsunami through their body. And you've seen a tsunami, how it picks up cars, houses, anything in its way. When we create a lymphatic system of improvement, we create a tsunami with the lymph system, and it picks up more waste, and people can actually feel the difference. Of course, it makes you more toxic at first, but it's only for a day, and then you feel better. And during that time, when I've had people in my office and I put them through a detoxification, if they were having a little problem, by the second session, they would tell me that they were having worse of a problem. Because when we do any type of lymphatic work, we're releasing so much waste, it's clogging you up more for a couple of hours to a day, and then it goes away. We have to understand that there's a lot of waste in our body. I even feel that when I actually am doing some detoxification, which I do regularly, Epsom salt baths. If I do a little too much 1 week, my wife says, John, what's wrong with you? I'll be walking around like in a fog. I'm not thinking. I just don't know what to do. A few hours later, after taking some supplements, draining myself a little exercise, I feel better. Guys, we're stuck in toxicity and have to move that out. So during a series of them practice sessions, we really have to think about improving your diet, improving some, taking more supplements to help the process, and eating less, right? Eating less is a big difference. So think about eating less for 3 to 4 days a week and do that weekly. 1 week you do some juicing. 1 week you do just salads. 1 week you do just fruit. 1 week maybe just do the Master Cleanse, which is a lemonade mixture that helps detoxification. You can call me about that. So we can do all these things at home, and we have to start thinking about it every day. It's not enough to do it occasionally, but every day, wake up and have a drink of water, have some fruit, have some supplements, then have your coffee with a little coconut milk, you know, some egg with some broccoli or something like that in it. So it really is the idea that we have control and we have to start putting things in place. So you have to know that. Do you take medications? Because medications make us acidic. They deplete magnesium. So if you're taking 2 or 3 medications, you have to balance that. Are you drinking enough water with minerals? That's so important. Drink anything with minerals. If you're drinking reverse osmosis or distilled, you have to add minerals to it, right, to sort of bring it back to balance. If you would like an acid alkaline food chart, there's one on my homepage, ossipinskihealthacademy.com. It's way down at the bottom. It's just a guide to help you look at what is acid and what's not. We really have no idea what is going on. Guys, I hope this information helps you. If I can, you know, there are steps that you need to take to help your brain. We can't ignore it anymore. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at ossipinskihealthacademy.com. I promise I'll help you change your life. Tuesday's show will be on helping IBS, guys. I had IBS till I was 47 years old. I'm almost 60 now. I haven't had it in 10 years. 30 days after really realizing that my lymphatic system was stuck and that I was acidic, I put steps into action, and 30 days later, I've had no IBS, and it's been 10 years. So I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your and your child's lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Please tell people about this show so we can change their lives, and I hope you have a balanced and joyful life. Thank you.